But they want to see and to refresh their memory how it was in their youth, to find perhaps the neighbor, which was not a German, to speak with him, to see also the room in which they were born. I have heard from many, many people, I saw the room where my mother has born me. This is a part of their history which they can relive again. And the second part is, this is a help. They try to help now the population there. Many, many goods are brought from Germany to Bessarabia. Not only clothes and so on, also medicine instrument.
Humanitarian aid.
Yes, yes. Or help in building, to build something and so on.
So this is really a commitment that people are feeling towards their heritage, towards their ancestry.
Yeah.
It is not, we want to go back and live there.
No, we just want to help. No. In the case between the Bessarabian, Germans of Bessarabian and Bessarabian, there's no doubt. We are now in Germany. We have a good situation here in Germany. And I don't know only one person who want to live there forever. For some weeks, yes, but not forever there. Because now our home is here. But we have a good connection. We had a good connection to the population there. And we want to hold this connection.
Do you get much contact with people from Bessarabia that did emigrate to North America and are now talking to your group about what's happening in Bessarabia and wanting to help, like the German people are helping?
No, we have no big connection to the North American communities. Some few, as today, where some group visited us, or 1 year ago, or 2 years ago, again, there were coming some groups. Sometimes, as tomorrow, a Bessarabian professor, a German who lives now in America, and this professor will visit also the museum.
Do Americans ever ask you for genealogical information, though?
They ask us in some cases. Normally from our people which who live in Germany most, but in some cases also from Canada or United States.
You got a question? I do want to ask the question about folklore.
I would just like to ask if what kinds of traditions you have kept in your own family, for example, Bessarabian traditions, and maybe why you've kept these traditions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one also common discussed tradition is the food which we brought from Russia. I can remember in my youth, if I told my friends what we have eaten, they get big eyes. What is that? Also, tomatoes was in the beginning unknown here in Germany, and paprika and other things also. But this is only one side. I think another very important side is, which is not very often reported, perhaps it is inside, this is Gastfreundschaft, hospitality. Mm. The hospitality. It is known that the Russians are very extremely hospitable. If you spoke with something, you are invited. And I think a little bit of this behavior the Bessarabian Germans brought to Germany. If I make the relation between the Swabians, which lived always here, and as a Bessarabians, Germans. Then I have the impression that the hospitality is stronger expressed. Yeah, expressed is not the right word.
How many times have
you okay?
Yeah.
You okay? Doing all right?
So tell us about how many times you visited your family's village and your feelings of doing that.
Okay. I told in the beginning that I am also interested in the family research, and to this belongs also that I write down the history of my family, not only the dates they are born and they died, what they did in the meantime. And also I made a map of the area where my forefathers lived. And I can very well remember the first time I came to the village, to Tataponar. It is a bigger village. It was not planned that, and to this day I will come there, and I had no paper with me. And I told the driver, now he has to drive over a bridge, and then after the bridge, stop on the left side, and I will go out, and then I will go the small river along till I came to the area where my parents lived. And I recognized the surprised driver. He is coming, one of Middle Europe, was never here, has no paper, is not born here, and I say exactly where I have to hold. And then, as I said, here, I think, must be the area of my father and grandfather. And I saw in his eyes, he was not sure, he couldn't believe this. And then a very old wife, the back was bent, came along. She saw that we were foreigners and asked what you are doing here. And it was then translated. And then I asked her, can you remember perhaps that here live Germans? Ah, yes, she knows this. Then I asked her, why do you know this? Ah, I was made in a German family. And I asked her, in which family? She said the name. And she told the Christian name of this and this and this, and said, the family had 8 children. And so I said, no, 12 children, and continued. And I saw the eyes opened. And from this time up, the driver believed that we were to this point. Okay, then we had also contact with the major, Bürgermeister, major?
Mayor.
Mayor, with the mayor. And it is now a so good relation. In the second time I was there, I came in the city hall, and looked for the mayor and saw him in a room with a back to me. He turned, saw me, went to me and embraced me. And then he said to his Stellvertreter, to his deputy, for this day now, he has no time more. He shall take his place in his room. He has to go with us. And he took the whole day to show me all what I want to see in Tataponar.
Wonderful. Is there anything else we need to cover then? Now, is your wife also from Bessarabia?
The same situation as me, not born in Bessarabia, but both parents are coming from Bessarabia.
Is that pretty common? Is it a very close community where people that have come back here continue to marry other people who have the same experience?
No, we had here some Veranstaltungen, some meetings of Bessarabian youth, especially in the winter, skiing and so on. And this was 1-2 weeks very often, and in this time we had the chance to see also other youth. And so I learned my wife here, and I know 3 other couples. Yeah, but it's very rare, because most of the Bessarabian are spread over the land.
And I was going to say, it's pretty much like America, where people get assimilated after time,
mm-hmm.
and you spread out and you mm-hmm. marry people, and for us, different ethnic backgrounds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perhaps one last question for me. What do you see as the future of the Bessarabian society, since many of the people who have their roots there, perhaps as they grow older and die, the younger generations don't quite have those ties, but what will be the future of this society?
Mm-hmm. Let me pull your jacket together.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
That's all right.
So. Okay. We see for the future also the biological problem. The older generation, which was born in Bessarabien, died and or will die in the next time. And we are sure that our community will be reduced from the original size. If I look to our Treffen, Bundestreffen, in the first time we had about 10,000. Now we are in the range of 3,000. This will be reduced more in the next years, dramatically, I will say. But I am sure that always there will exist enough people of Nachkommenschaft, of
background,
of children and children, yeah. Nachkommenschaft,
succeeding generations.
Who will be interested in the history, and for these people we can offer our collections, our rooms here, so that the idea will not die. And I can make analogy to another small group which came to the southern part Germany here in Württemberg in 1699. This was religious refugees of France. These are completely integrated here, completely integrated. But nevertheless, they have their own museum, and in a different distance, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, they have a reunion where the dissenters came together and remember to the events 300 years ago.
Is that the French Huguenots?
No, not Huguenots, Waldenser, but this a similar group, but smaller. And I think in the similar way, this will be with the Bessarabian Germans. They will them remember, if they make a family research, that a forefather was coming from Bessarabia. And with this information, automatically, I hope so, they will get also information that we exist here in Stuttgart with the house of Bessarabia, with this information. And so we can continue also in the future.
But you would be interested in Americans with this heritage getting in contact with your organization?
Surely, mainly on the basis of Bessarabian, who are coming originally from Bessarabia, surely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you
because our task is not only for Germany, we have also in other countries. Yeah.
So there are Bessarabian Germans in South America, perhaps, too, spread out?
Also, yeah. Not so much. The most went to Canada and U.S., but also a part to South Brazil, Argentinian, and Chile.
Would you say most of the Bessarabian Germans are in North Dakota, South Dakota?
In the both Dakotas, yeah.
In the United States.
Yeah, and Canada is in Alberta. Okay. There is concentrated.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.